I've never been a fan of reality TV and would be hard-pressed to watch any program where people try to meet a suitable partner or spend weeks cooped up in a fishbowl of a room trying to see how they get along. But one show which has caught my attention is Den Dae, translatable as D-Day, but known in English as Dragon's Den. If you're familiar with the program, you'll know it's a show where entrepreneurs try to persuade investors to put money into their startup projects. The show's attraction is the success stories, genuinely good ideas that get produced, versus ideas that fail miserably and don't get a single dollar or crown. The first can be fairly inspirational. The second, often presented in the form of a stammering guest with a few screws loose and convincing no one, can be painful to watch. Just this week, Czech TV began its third series of the popular show, featuring a panel of potential investors like the tourism industry's Tomio Okamura. He and others lend an edge to the program and a no-nonsense approach. One should genuinely be scared to appear before the panel unless you've crunched the numbers and crunched them again and know a lot about your product. You have to be able to convincingly explain why you think your idea will be a success, and you have to have panache. If you don't, if you can't, if you come off as a snake oil salesman or as a lunatic, you're in for a grueling from the panel you, and viewers, won't soon forget. It'll be polite, but very, very brutal, and not over fast. In Thursday's episode, for example, one would-be businessman was told by increasingly annoyed panel members that he was a zvok, kind of a nut, or that he was either from Alpha Centauri or Mars or Venus. His mistake? Having wasted their time with a fairly ugly plastic toy system that won't be rivaling Lego any time soon. As a potential entrepreneur, he unfortunately showed painfully little business sense. Another guest, though, succeeded in securing funds for his project in return for a share in his company, a kind of hobby horse that wasn't a bad idea, but aesthetically, well, it left a lot to be desired. Too bad the investors didn't press for an improved design. But my favorite to appear on Den Dae so far had to be a lady planning to launch a kind of Czech McDrive, only with traditional Czech food and traditional recipes. Most of the panel appeared quite happy to invest in the idea, which, if successful, would feature outlets along major routes. But the woman behind the project, who was wearing České kroje, or Czech historic dress, apparently didn't get the memo. Offered money by the investors, she told them she'd give them 5% in profits, but in no way part of the company. In other words, the panel quickly deduced they would act as bankers offering a convenient loan, but not getting much in return. And that ended any potential deal. Tomio Okamura stressed that part of the thrill of investing is in watching projects successfully grow. It's not just about making a profit. But it was a no-go, and that was the end of it. Unwilling to budge, she left empty-handed. It was fascinating, nonetheless.
A reminder that you are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio.